Kof Gimel Cheshvan, Thursday the 21st of November, Rabbi Shaya Kolinsky, Derech Eretz Kodmot Latovo.
We have a source sheet with some sources, and I would like to present a little bit of a different perspective than we're used to on the role of midos in our Yiddishkeit. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, which is the first source, the Rambam gives a chiddush. Whenever he says Al Tomar, he's telling you the default is what I'm about to tell you, and you shouldn't think like the default. So it says, Ein tshuva ela me'avero sheyesh ben maisa, kegon znus gezel gneva. The simple understanding is when we talk about tshuva, we're talking about averos that you did something wrong. All right? Znus gezel gneva, you ate something not kosher, and you have to do tshuva for that. Says the Rambam, ela kishem shetzorich adam loshuv. Me'elu, you certainly have to do tshuva with those improper actions. Kach hutzorech lechapes b'deos ro'os she'eshlo. In the Rambam's language, deos are midos. They're not hashkafos, they're midos. That's the Rambam. When Rambam has hilchos deos, which we'll see, that's where the next source is going to come from, he means midos. So the Rambam says you have to examine your corrupt midos, the lashuv, and do tshuva. Min hakas eva kina, you have to do tshuva from the fact that you got angry, that you were in enmity, that you were jealous, hitul levity, redifas hamamo, the fact that you have just a personality that wants more and more money, that's considered something improper that you have to do tshuva from it. Kovod, redifas hamacholos, you're looking for social status, or you're deep into the food culture. So all of these things, kiyotze behen min hakol tzorech lachzor b'tshuva. So it's not something that we think about as an avera. We think that it's not such proper behavior. We have to refine ourselves. But the Rambam says you have to do tshuva from these bad midos. And then he continues, ve'elu avonos kashim me'osan sheyesh ben maisa. They're even more severe than a specific action. When you become entrenched in these bad habits, in these bad midos, you get angry at people, you are arrogant, you're always looking for more and more and more. Kasha lifrosh mehem. It's hard to stop. When you do a specific avera, it's a little easier, says the Rambam, to do tshuva than when you get entrenched in these bad midos. And he brings up pasuk. Yazov rasha darko. It says that the Rasha has to abandon his approach, his mahalach, his derech. It doesn't say that he has to abandon any specific action, but he has to abandon his whole approach. And we're going to see that midos really defines the structure of your whole life and your whole approach to Yiddishkeit. In source number two, in Hilchos Deos, so the Rambam introduces his famous idea of what's normally termed the golden mean. Okay, there we'll see it here in the Rambam. Haderech Hayishara hi mida benonis shebechol deya v'deya. It's the balance in every mida. Sheyesh lo la'adam v'hi hadeya shirachoka mishtek tzavos richuk shove v'ena krova lo lezu v'lo lezu. That it's right in the middle of every mida. Again, midos here means generosity and stinginess, getting excited or being lethargic. We'll see that in a minute. But we're talking here about always being in balance, never going to one extreme or the other. And lefikach tzivu chachamim rishonim she'adam sham de'osav. You have to assess your midos. V'mishayar osam u'mechavin osam b'derech ha'emtzois. Kidei she'asholim begufo keitzad. And he's going to give some examples. And we'll see very practically how this plays out. Lo yehe ba'al chema noach lichos There are some people that get super excited over every little thing. You have a parent, the child spills a little milk on the table, they get, oy vey, you spilled the milk, how could you do that? And then the glass falls on the floor and breaks. Oy vey, you broke the glass! They get all excited over every little thing. So that's one extreme. You have another extreme. What the Rambam calls kimei sheino margish. The milk spilled on the table, it's no big deal. The glass fell on the floor and broke, it's no big deal. The house caught on fire, it's no big deal. Okay, those are two extremes. The Rambam says you can't be at any extreme, and there's other examples. Okay, lo yichos elav al davar gadol sheroi lichos elav kedesh lo yaseh ki yotzei bo pamacheres. There are times when it's appropriate to get angry or to at least show anger. V'chein lo yisave el ledvarim shaguf tzarech lehen v'yefshar lo yozuloson. You're not supposed to be without any drives and any desires because your body needs things. And in fact, one of the indications of clinical depression is when somebody has no interest, not in food, not in sex, not in social interactions. That's a person that is at one extreme. On the other extreme, you're always looking to pursue all the taivos. So you're not supposed to be at any extreme. V'chein lo ye'amel b'iskoel l'hasig davar shetzarech lo l'chayisha. You have to want to make a parnasa, but you have to not go to the extreme to just want to have more and more and more and more. And then again, lo yikpots yado yoser velo yifazer mamono. You're not supposed to be overly generous, but not overly stingy. Ela no sein tzedaka kefi misas yado mal v'keroi l'misha tzarech. You have to give appropriately, but you can't give more than what is appropriate. Lo yehemuhulo v'sochek lo etzev v'onan. You're not supposed to always make a joke out of everything, but you're also not supposed to be a morish charenik. Ela sameach kol yom av v'nachas b'sever panevosos v'chein shar de'osav v'derech zuhi derech hachafamim kol adam she de'osav de'os beinonios memutzaos nikra chachav. And then the Rambam continues. I didn't bring that in the source. But the Rambam says that is the called Derech Hashem. That when it says in last week's parsha, Ki Yadati, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know that Avram is going to be mitzvah his children. But Derech Hashem, the Rambam says, Derech Hashem is this perfect balance, always responding in a perfectly appropriate way. What we're really working here with is the idea you're not supposed to follow your instinct, because there are some people that are born, the Rambam says that earlier, there are people that are born either naturally generous, naturally stingy, naturally excitable, naturally very, very calm. So that's instinct. And what the Rambam is saying is you're not supposed to follow instinct, but you're supposed to use intellect to make the proper decision. The classic example would be the safety announcement on the airplane. It says that if the cabin pressure changes, an oxygen mask will fall. And if you're traveling with a small child, you're supposed to put your mask on first rather than the child's. Now, a mother traveling with a two-year-old, and the two-year-old starts choking and suffocating and screaming, Mommy, I can't breathe, Mommy, I can't breathe. The instinct of the mother, and it's coming from an instinct of chesed and a motherly instinct, is to put on the baby's mask first. And that's exactly instinct without das. And the Rambam, one of the reasons the Rambam calls midos deos is because you have to apply intellect to your decision. Maybe just to highlight that, we will skip out of order and go to sources number 6 and 7, where the Bavli and the Yerushalmi both have examples of something called chassid shoite. Now, a chassid, we have to understand that in Lashon Chazal, a chassid is not what today we call chassidim. In modern terminology, there's one tzaddik who sits at the top of the pyramid, and all the chassidim are the ones around him. So it sounds like the tzaddik is at a higher madriga than the chassid. But in Lashon Chazal, a tzaddik is what everybody has to be. A tzaddik, from the word tzedek, you have to do what's right. Everybody has to be a tzaddik. The word chassid comes from the word chesed. Chesed is something you're not required to do, but it means going beyond the call of what you're supposed to do. That's a chassid, chesed. That's Avram's mita was to do more than he had to. So what's a chassid? Shaita. Shaita is a stupid person. So the Gemara has two examples of a chassid shaita, and Rav Volbi has a tremendous explanation of where this comes from. So source number six, Echi Dami Chassid Shaita, Kigon de Tava Itata Benahara. A woman is drowning in the river. The Omar and the person says, Lav Urach Ara Listakuleba. It's not Derech Eretz to look at women. That's a Chassid Shaita. The example in the Yerushalmi, Ezu Chassid Shaita, Ra Tino, Mivaabeya Benahar. He sees a baby drowning in the river. Omar, he says, Lechashe Echlots Tfili Atzilenu. I have to take off my tefillin because it's not derech eretz for the tefillin to go into the water with tefillin. Then kishihu cholech tefillah hotzi zes nafsho. And of course, by the time he takes off his tefillin, we know what happens to the baby. So the question here is, what's going on here? What's motivating this person? And why does the Gemara call him a chassid shoite? Okay, so says Rav Volbi, he's a chassid because he's trying to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he is following an instinct. Rav Volbi's chiddush is that every person has an instinct to try to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you follow instinct without da'as, it can be very destructive. The mother was following instinct without da'as if she put on the baby's mask first. Says Rav Volbi, what's going on here is the person in these two examples is following his instinct to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's a shoyte because he's doing it without da'as. And this is, again, the idea of the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, is that you always have to weigh the proper response, that sometimes giving is the appropriate response, and sometimes not giving, holding back, is the appropriate response. All right? Sometimes getting angry is the appropriate response, and sometimes letting go is the appropriate response. But this is always controlling our instinct with our das, with our intellect. Now we'll go back to source number three. It's a famous Mishnah with a tremendous insight from the Slonim Rebbe. So the Mishnah is Kol Mishi Yesh Biyado Shlosha Dvarim Halalu Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu Shlosha Dvarim Acherim Mitalmidav Shel Bilam Arasha. So right away, before we even see what there is, we see that normally we think of Avram Avinu as Avram Avinu. And when we think about a base medrash, Talmidim, we think of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says here that there's also a base medrash of Avram Avinu, because we want to be Talmid of Shel Avram. And there's a parallel base medrash of Bilam. So there's things we learn in the base medrash of Avram, and there are things we learn in the base medrash of Bilam. And it says that you want to be a Talmid of Avram and not a Talmid of Bilam. So what do they learn in the base medrash of Avram, says the Mishnah? Mi Talmid of Shel Ayin Toiva Ruach Nemucha Nefesh Shvala, generosity, humility, and a simple lifestyle. That's Talmid of Shel Avram Avinu. And Ayin Ra'a Ruach Givoa Nefesh Rechava, stinginess, arrogance, and an opulent lifestyle. That's me Talmid of Shel Bilam Arasha. Says the Slonim Rebbe, he doesn't use this exact language, but this is the intent, is that whenever you're conducting a scientific experiment, you have to hold all the variables constant except the one variable that you're measuring. So we're measuring which base medrash the person studied in, so we have to compare two people who are identical except for which base medrash they went into. Therefore, says the Slonim Rebbe, we're not here talking about a frum person in Avram's base medrash and a non-frum person in Bilam's base medrash. Then we would be measuring two different things. We would be measuring their frumkeit, and we would be measuring their midos. So says the Slonim Rebbe, we're talking here about two people who are equally frum. They are equally mitzvah observant. But one is generous, humble, and simple lifestyle, and another person of equal frumkeit is stingy, arrogant, and opulent lifestyle. And it's in a base medrash, so he had to study it. So you see, you have to work on your midos, you have to study, and what could be the possible lesson being taught in Bilam's base medrash? Bishvili nivra ha'olam, that's arrogance. And that's stingy, I have to take care of myself. And opulent lifestyle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the world, we have to be nana from the world. It's a mitzvah to be nana from the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. But it's coming from a corrupt place because it's coming from bad midos, ayin ra'a, ruach givoa, and nefesh rechava. Those are bad midos. So says the Sfanam Rebbe, you can have an equally frum Jew who has good midos and an equally frum Jew who has bad midos. And here we get to source number 4. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav. Yodin ho Yisrael ba'avodas kochavim shein ben mamish. V'lo avdu avodas kochavim el alahatir lehem arayas b'far hesya. So avodas kochavim, that's corrupt hashkafa. Lahatir arayas b'far hesya, that's a taiva that you're not able to control. Says Rashi, source number 5 on the back. Lahatir lehem arayas b'far hesya. Shehaya yitzron tokvon al arayos. They had a taiva. So Amru, what was their solution to the taiva? Nifro kol ol Torah me'aleinu b'lo yochichunu al arayos. If there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding us, if we have no responsibility, we can do what we want. So they wanted to unload the responsibility of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that they could allow arayos. Says the Rashi, the last line. Aval al avodah zorah lo tokvan yitzron. They didn't have a... What's the Yetzer Hara to think about the sun or the moon or the wood or the trees? You want to make it a modern update? What's the Yetzer Hara to think and to fight and to argue that we come from monkeys? People argue we come from monkeys. Where's the Yetzer Hara to do that? The answer is, they're arguing that we come from monkeys to justify behaving in a way that they want to. So we see here the root of corrupt hashkafa is really an inability to control your taiva. It's an inability to have self-control. It's an inability to control your instincts. And we see that very powerfully in the Chidushei Haran, in the Drashos Haran on this week's Parsha. So Avraham Avinu is very makpid with Eliezer that he has to get a wife. He has to go to take a wife for Yitzchak, it has to be dafka from Charan and not from Knan. And the Drashos Haran says, wait a minute, what's the difference? Halalu ovdei avodah zara v'halalu ovdei avodah zara. Alright, in Knan they're ovdei avodah zara and in Charan they're ovdei avodah zara. Right? When Eliezer came, so Lavan had to hide the idols. So they're ovdei avodah zara. What was the problem? Says the Chidushei Haran that in Knan, besides being ovdei avodah zara, they were Balei Taiva, hedonists, corrupt midos. And in Charan, from his family, they were Machnis Orchim, and they had good midos. Says the Drashos Haran, bad midos, that's entrenched in the DNA of the person. Whereas Hashkafas, it's very reversible. So that she grew up around Ovdei Avodah Zorah with good midos, that's not a problem. It's a problem, but it's an easily solved problem. But if you grow up around bad midos, so then there's no solution to the problem of Avodah Zarah. And we're going to see this even sharper in the last source, and this is really an earth-shattering source about midos. So the last source is in number 8. It's a Reb Chaim Vital Shari Kedusha, who was the preeminent Talmud of the Arizal. Everything we know from the Arizal really came from Reb Chaim Vital. And it's a very complex, esoteric piece, but there are a couple of things we'll be able to take out of it. So the basic question that Reb Chaim Vital is dealing with is why we don't find midos as part of the Taryag. Why don't we have an isser of getting angry? Why don't we have a mitzvah to be patient? We don't find midos as part of the Taryag mitzvos. This is the question that Reb Chaim Vital is dealing with. So he says like this: Hine inyan hamidos hein mutzvaos beadam benefesh hashefala hanikres yisodis haklula me'arba bechinos. What he means here is the human being has 3 parts, 2 of which we share with animals, 1 of which we share with angels. The human being has the physical, the body. We have the nefesh, which is the life force. And we have the neshama, which is the spiritual dimension. So the neshama is something that animals don't have. Malachim have it, some kind of a spiritual reality. The animal has certainly the physical, but the animal is alive, different than a tomato. A tomato is also grows, it's physical, but it's not the same as a donkey or a monkey, because they're alive. So that's a nefesh, that's a life force. And we share that with the animals. Okay, but where do we find midos, says Reb Chaim Vital? Midos resides in the nefesh of the person. It's the personality. It's the life force. Okay? Then hadome v'atzomachas v'abehemes v'amedaberes. The nefesh incorporates all of those aspects. Because the human being has domem tzomeach behemis, which is the life force, and the medaberes, which is the intellect. Ki gam hei murkavos mitov v'ra. So this personality, which is what we share with the animals, that's where our midos are. Because the animal's nefesh always operates out of instinct. And the human being's nefesh can operate out of instinct. But midos is where we control the instinct. So therefore, benefesh tluyos midos tovos v'raos. The hein kisei v'yasod v'shoresh el nefesh ha'elyona. He's alluding here to another issue. See, we have a neshama, and we have a goof. And we want the actions of the goof. The physical body does mitzvos. The physical body puts on tefillin. We want that act of putting on the tefillin to have a spiritual impact on our neshama. So if I put tefillin on a monkey, there's no spiritual impact. Why not? Because the monkey has no neshama. On the other hand, if I want to put tefillin on an angel, on a malach, which has a neshama, I can't do it because there's no physicality. So the human being wants the physical act on the physical body of putting on tefillin to have an impact on the neshama. Says the Reb Chaim Vital here, what he's alluding to is that the nefesh, the life force, that's the interface, to use a modern word, the interface between the guf that's doing the mitzvah and the neshama that's being impacted by the mitzvah. So let's see that inside, try to understand it. V'hinei kisei v'yisod, v'shoresh al ha-nefesh ha-elyona, that's the neshama, nefesh ha-elyona ha-slichlis, asher bo tluyin tariag mitzvos ha-torah, so it's the neshama that gets the impact of the mitzvos. V'lefikach eina midos michlal tariag mitzvos v'omnam heim hachonos ikorios el tariag mitzvos v'kiyumano v'vitulam. They are the midos are the preparation for the proper implementation of the fulfillment or lack of fulfillment of mitzvos. Yan ki ein koach v'nefesh hasichlis l'kayim ha-mitzvos al yudei tariag evrei haguf. The neshama can't fulfill the mitzvos through the physical body. Ela, except how does the neshama connect to the mitzvos done by the physical body? Be'emtzos nefesh hayesodis, that's the personality, the life force, mechuberes el haguf, atzmo, which is connected to the body. So what the Reb Chaim Vital is saying here is that the quality of our personality, our midos, the quality of our life force enables the physical actions to have an impact on the neshama. And therefore, we can't talk about the midos being mitzvos, but they are the preparation to enable the actions of the mitzvos to have impact on the neshama. We'll see that. Let's go on a little bit in the next paragraph. I'm sorry, we left out the most important line. Lefikach, the last line of that paragraph. Lefikach, inyon hamidos haraos, kashim min haaveros atzmon ma'od ma'od. Now the Rambam also said this, but the Rambam said it on a practical level. The Rambam said that bad midos are harder to change than any specific avera, when you get entrenched in bad midos. The Reb Chaim Vital was saying it on a conceptual level, that the midos roles are more severe than any avera, because the bad midos create a short circuit in our ability for those mitzvos to impact the neshama. He's going to say it even more sharply in the next paragraph. ובזאת תבינין מה שאמרו כל הקוהס כאילו עובר עבודה זרה ממש שהיא יותר שקולה מכל תרי"ג ככל תרי"ג מצוות. Because the anger, i.e. the inability to control your instinct, so that's more severe than all of the other mitzvos, because it's going to create a short circuit in the ability for those mitzvos to have an impact. V'chein amru mi sheyesh bo gasus ruach, who could kofer be'ikar v'roi legado. Again, a person who is arrogant, so he's denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then let's skip here. So skip to the third line after the comma. Ki lihiyosam ikrim v'yesodos. Because they're so fundamental, and they're the foundations, lo nimnu bichlal taryag hamitzvos hatluyos benefesh hasichlis. So they're not part of the taryag, which are dependent on the neshama, because these mitzvos are more fundamental, and they serve as the base, as the interface, to influence the neshama. The nimtza, here's the key line, and if you wouldn't have written it, we would not be able to even think about this, and we have to know how to apply it. Ki yoter tzorech lihizor mi midos haraos, yoser min kiyum mitzvahs esei velo tase. Ki bi yoso balmidos tovos, binakel yikayim kol ha-mitzvos. He's saying that it's more severe to have bad midos than any specific aveira, but he adds a little twist here, because when you have good midos, it's going to be easy. Good, the mitzvos is going to flow easily. And this takes us back to Lo Avdi Yisrael Avodah Zarah El Elahatu Lemarayas Mefarhesia. Is that when I have corrupt midos, when I'm arrogant, when I'm hedonistic, when I'm selfish, so I'm always going to rationalize and end up doing things that are improper. Whereas when I have good midos, when I know how to overcome my instinct, when I use my das, my intellect, to make the decisions on how to apply my instinctual drives, so then I'll have no problem with the mitzvos. Because one of the barriers of doing mitzvos is either my instinct of desire or my arrogance. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. So that's rooted in bad midos. And therefore, it opens the door for doing averos. But when I have good midos, that's what he's saying here, is that it's v'nekel, it will be easy to mekayim kol ha-mitzvos, because you're always approaching things with das, with intellect, and you're not allowing your instinct to control your life, but you are controlling your instinct. And this is why derech eretz kodma la-Torah, the good midos, has to be a prerequisite for Torah. This is why Klal Yisrael have to spend 7 weeks after Yetzias Mitzrayim before they could get the Torah. What were they doing during those 7 weeks? So if you read the little fine print in the Sfiras HaOmer, right, all the midos, Chesed Shebigvura, Tiferes Shebiyisod, they were working on their midos. They had to get the midos elevated from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. They had to spend 7 weeks working on the midos, every midah and every sub-midah, till they could then be ready to be Mekabel Torah. When we talk about our Torah lives, we have to make sure that midos is not just an adjunct to our Torah lives, but that it's viewed as a foundation of our Torah lives.